Mishnah Yom is for Thursday, the 28th day of El Tovshin Pei Dalet, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Megillah. We start a new Masechta today. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. What does the Masechta Megillah talk about? The first few prokim are going to talk about reading the Megillah. The laws about when you read it, which cities you read in, and different cities read it in different times. And Perek Gimel and Dalet about Masechta Megillah are going to talk about the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, the laws of Haftorah. And as an introduction to that, we also have laws of the Kedusha of Eshul and Tashmishei Kedusha. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. It says in the Megillah Esther, L'kayim esimei ha-purim ha-ele bizmanayim, to fulfill the days of Purim in their times. From here we learn that there were many times that the Chachamim established. Oh, what are these times? About that, our Mishnah is going to discuss. Megillah nikres b'achad asar, b'shneim asar, or b'shloish asar, b'arba asar, b'chamish asar. The Megillah could sometimes be read on the 11th day of Adar, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. Lo pachos v'lo yoseh, but never before the 11th, and never after the 15th. Krakin hamukofin choyma, mimois Yeshua binun, any cities that were surrounded by a wall from the days that Yehoshua had conquered the land of Israel, and then the land of Canaan, even though now it doesn't have a wall. Kurin b'chamish asar, they would read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kforim v'ayores gedolos, villages and large cities, Kurin b'arbasar, would read it on the 14th day of Adar. Why is that? In Megillah Esther, Perek Tes, it says, Al kein ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim, therefore the Jews living in the open cities would make Yom Arbasar l'chedesh Adar simcho mishto v'yomtov, the 14th day, they made it a joyous occasion with a food, a festive meal, and a yomtov. And if the open cities made and read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, therefore, that tells us that the ones surrounded by a wall would read it on the 15th day of Adar. Why is that? Because it says that the Jews living in Shushan HaBira and in the other cities that were open and the cities that were open did not rest from their enemies in one day. Rather, the open cities rested, had respite from their enemies on the 14th, but those in Shushan rested on the 15th. And each one made their day that they rested a day of Mishta V'Simcha. And so therefore, when they established the Yom Tov for future generations, they established each group on the day that they rested from enemies. Open cities, 14th. Shushan, on the 15th. But what's that got to do with walled cities from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun? Well, the Gemara continues and explains. Since Shushan was surrounded by a wall, therefore they made the rule and they said, any city surrounded by a wall will be treated like Shushan. Read it on the 15th. Ah, but why go back to the times of Yehoshua ben Nun? Why not say, any city surrounded by a wall like Shushan at the time of Shushan should read it on the 15th? On this, the Talmud Yerushalmi explains, in order to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. At the time that Purim miracle was taking place in the days of Achashverosh, its cities, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael's cities, were not surrounded by walls. And if they would have then made the decision to include only cities that were surrounded by a wall at the times of Achashverosh in Shushan, then all the cities of Israel, which were then open, not surrounded by a wall, would have been treated just like the rest of the cities of the Jewish people, just like any ordinary open cities. For this reason, they made a takana that all cities that surround by wall at the time that Yeshua conquered the land should read at the 15th like Shushan, even though they don't have a wall around it now. And what would be the purpose of this, says the Rambam, it would give Israel, the land of Israel, some sort of a zikorin, an inclusion in this miracle of Purim. There are other explanations as well, based on Gzer Shabbat, but that's how the Yerushalmi learns it. But Elov continues the Mishnah, Shahakforim makdimin yemaknisa. It's the smaller villages that would sometimes read it, Liyom HaKnisa, on the day that they would gather and come into the big cities. Then, when they would come in, which was usually either a Monday or a Thursday of each week, the Kforim that would gather, would then gather, the villagers would gather into the big cities, and they would bring their dinim, their cases that they had to bring before the Beis Din, which they didn't have the convenience of in their villages. And the Beis Din would convene every Monday and Thursday. That was in Ezra's Takana. And they would allow them, therefore, while you're already here, while these villagers were already here on the Monday and Thursday, they would say, okay, let's read the Megillah for you now. Rather than have them go back to their village and then come back again on the 14th, they said, you're already here, let's read the Megillah for you. These days of Monday and Thursdays were known as Knissa, Yemei HaKnissa, the day of gathering, because that's when their villagers would gather in the big cities, and they would read, and they would daven Bitzibur and read the Torah and so forth. This special exemption was made, or special leniency was made for the Kforim, because they supply the food and other resources for their brothers in the big cities. How does it turn out to be 11, 12, or 13th? That we're going to see in the next Mishnah. Ketzad, Mishnah base. How is it that the Megillah would sometimes be read on the 11th or the 12th, etc.? Cholios Yomar Ba'asar Basheni. If, let's say, the 14th day, the day of Adar, the day of Purim, fell on a Monday. Kforim Ba'yaros Gedol is Kerlin Ba'yayim. Well, then the villages that had come in for Monday, as they would normally come in, and the big cities would read it on that day. That day being a Yom HaKnissa, a day of a gathering where they would gather together. Also the Kforim, therefore, the villagers would read it then. Umbu Kofes Chayma Lamachar. And those cities surrounded by a wall, since the time they should be known, would read it the next day, on the 15th of Adar, as they did in Shushan. Chol Liyos Bashlish Yavashvi. If the 14th of Adar fell on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then Kforim Aktim on Yom HaKnissa. The villagers would bring it earlier. They would read it on Yom HaKnissa, on the day of gathering, on a Monday, which is the 13th day of Adar. If the 14th day is a Tuesday, then Monday will be the 13th. Or sometimes on the 12th day of Adar, if the 14th day of Adar was on a Wednesday. Vayoras Gedolos Kern Babayom. And the big cities would read it on the day, meaning on the 14th of Adar. Umukofes Chayim Olamachar. And those surrounded by a wall would be reading it, the walled cities would be reading it on the next day, the 15th, as they normally do. Cholios Bechamisha, what happens if the 14th of Adar Purim fell on a Thursday? Now Thursday is Yom HaKnissa, it's the day when they're coming anyway into the villages are coming in into the big cities. So Kforim Vayaros Gedolos Korin Babayom. The villagers and the village people and the big cities would all read it the same day. The Kforim, the small villages people, would not bring it earlier to Monday. That'll be the 11th, because you don't go back. You're already here for the Yom HaKnissa, so you don't have to go back to the previous Yom HaKnissa. And those cities surrounded by wall read it on the next day, which is a Friday. Cholios Erev Shabbos. What happens if the 14th day Purim fell on a Friday? Kforim v'kdim and Yemaknissa, the small village people would bring it, would read it earlier on the Thursday, that's the day before the 13th, day of Adar. V'yoros gedolos mekofes chom v'bon kohen v'abayim. And now the big cities and those surrounded by a wall would all read it on the Friday. Even those surrounded by a wall that normally read it on the 15th would read it on the 14th, because we don't want them to read the Megillah on Shabbos. What was the reason? The Chacham were worried they might carry that four Amos in the Shusarabim, and we don't push away the reading of the Makofes Chomer to the Sunday, which would be the 16th of Adar, because we have a pasuk in the Megillas Esther Perites that says, Veloy Yaver, it should never pass. Never pass. Ah, you don't read it after the 15th. Nevertheless, if that would happen, they would not read the Parsha of Vayavai Amalek on the Friday. They would read that then on the Shabbos. What about the Suda? As far as the Suda is concerned, some say they did it on the 14th day, on that day, like the day, and some may say that they would actually push the Suda to Sunday. Cholios B'Shabbos. Now, if the 14th day of Purim fell on a Shabbos, then in the time when they did Kiddush Levana, this could happen, Al Pi Ariya, when they did it based on the citing of witnesses. in our calendar can never fall on a Shabbos, or a Monday, or a Friday, or a Monday, or a Wednesday, for that matter. Kfarim ba'yoros gedolos makdimin v'kone maknisa. The village people and the big cities would read it earlier, would read it on the Thursday. They would bring it back to the Thursday, which is the 12th day of Adar. Why? Because since the big cities are reading it earlier, they have to go back earlier anyway, because they can't read in the 14th of Shabbos, so they might as well bring it back to the Thursday to be able to read it together with the village people. Those surrounded by Rol would read it on the Sunday, as they normally do, the 15th day of Adar. Choli Yisachar Shabbos, if the 14th day of Purim fell on a Sunday, Kfarim v'Kedim l'Maknisa, then the village people would read it earlier on the Thursday, which would be the 11th day of Adar, and that's the earliest it can happen. V'Yoros Gedolos Kohen v'Yom, the big cities would read it on the city, which is what, it's the 14th of Adar. U'Mekavos Chom l'Machar, and those surrounded by will read it on the Monday, the 15th day of Adar. The Gemara explains further. Amosai, when do we say that they can bring it earlier to the Yom HaKnisa? This whole idea of having giving this leniency to bring it, that they can bring it forward, the reading of Megillah for the small village people. That's only when the years were going smoothly, the Jewish people were sitting on their land, and it was fine. But Bizmana Zeb, but nowadays, we only read it Bizmana. There's no more bringing it early to Yom HaKnisa. And therefore, everybody, the villages and the big cities, would read it on the 14th. Cities which are surrounded by walls in the times of Yeshua, they will read it on the 15th. But that's the only 2 days you can read the Megillah nowadays. 14th or 15th of Adar. No more this bring back to the Yom HaKnisah.